Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Backyard Astronomer's Guide is a large format practical manual for amateur observing, written by Terence Dickinson and Alan Dyer, and updated across multiple editions to reflect changing equipment and observing conditions. It belongs to the Field Guide and How to Tradition, rather than to theoretical astronomy. Its central concern is how an individual observer can recognize objects in the sky, choose suitable instruments, set up an observing routine, and avoid common technical mistakes. The book addresses naked eye viewing, binocular observing, telescope selection, mount types, eyepieces, filters, star charts, light pollution, sight choice, lunar and solar observing, eclipses, and the basics of astrophotography. Its purpose is not simply to list celestial sights, but to connect sky knowledge with practical decisions made in a backyard, park, or dark sky site, because it combines illustrated reference material with buying advice and observing method. It serves both as an entry point for beginners and as a continuing reference for observers refining their equipment and technique. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, choosing telescopes and binoculars by observing purpose. The book treats telescopes and binoculars as tools matched to observing goals rather than as trophies defined by magnification. A central lesson is that aperture, optical design, mount stability, portability, and ease of use matter more than headline power claims. This approach helps beginners avoid a common error: buying an impressive-looking telescope that is difficult to aim, shakes in use, or remains indoors because it is too heavy. Dickinson and Dyer explain why binoculars can be the best first instrument for learning the sky, especially for wide star fields, bright comets, the moon, and large deep sky objects. For telescopes, the guide compares refractors, reflectors, and compound designs in practical terms, linking strengths and limits to actual observing tasks. A compact refractor may suit quick lunar sessions, while a larger reflector can reward patient deep sky viewing from a dark site. The emphasis on mounts is equally important because tracking, aiming, and vibration control often determine whether optical quality is usable. By placing equipment choices within habits, budgets, storage limits, and sky conditions, the book makes purchasing advice more durable than a simple list of recommended models. Secondly, learning the sky through charts, tours, and realistic targets. A distinctive feature of the guide is its focus on learning the sky as a navigable environment, not merely memorizing constellations. The book supports naked eye orientation, binocular sweeps, and telescope tours through charts, photographs, and object descriptions that help readers connect printed information with what they actually see at the eyepiece. This is important because many beginners are surprised by how faint or subtle astronomical objects appear compared with processed space images. The guide, therefore, builds realistic expectations about star clusters, nebulae, galaxies, lunar features, and planetary detail. It shows that finding objects depends on angular scale, seasonal timing, sky transparency, and knowing reference patterns, not on luck. The inclusion of moon tours and structured observing suggestions is especially useful because the moon is bright, accessible, and full of detail even from light-polluted areas. Rather than treating objects as isolated entries, the book encourages repeated observation under different conditions. That habit teaches the observer to notice seeing, contrast, altitude, and phase, which are often as important as equipment. The result is a practical bridge between star maps and direct visual experience. Thirdly, adapting observing plans to light pollution and site conditions. The guide gives substantial attention to the observing environment, especially light pollution, because sky quality can change the value of every instrument. This perspective distinguishes practical astronomy from consumer equipment shopping. A modest telescope under a dark sky can reveal objects that a larger instrument may struggle to show from a bright city. The book explains how artificial lighting reduces contrast, washes out faint galaxies and nebulae, and makes adaptation to darkness more difficult. It also treats site selection as a skill observers must consider: horizon openness, local glare, safety, weather, access, humidity, and the distance they are willing to travel. More recent editions address changes in lighting technology, including the spread of LED illumination, which can alter sky glow and affect filter choices. The lesson is not simply to seek darkness, but to match targets to conditions. Lunar, planetary, double star, and solar observing can be productive when deep sky work is compromised. This helps readers maintain a realistic observing practice rather than waiting only for perfect nights. By making environmental constraints explicit, the book teaches astronomy as an adaptive activity shaped by place, atmosphere, and human lighting. Fourthly, moving from visual observing into practical astrophotography. Astrophotography in the guide is presented as an extension of observing, but one that requires different expectations and a more disciplined technical setup. The book covers the practical issues behind successful images of the moon, planets, galaxies, and nebulae, including tracking accuracy, exposure time, camera choice, focusing, image scale, and the limits imposed by sky brightness. Its value lies in explaining why photography is not simply a matter of attaching a camera to a telescope. Long exposures magnify every weakness in mount alignment, vibration control, guiding, and processing. At the same time, the guide recognizes that modern digital cameras and software have made astrophotography more accessible than in earlier eras. This balance is useful because it neither dismisses the field as too advanced nor suggests that complex results come easily. By separating lunar and planetary imaging from deep sky imaging, it clarifies why some projects can begin with modest equipment while others require greater investment and patience. The result is a grounded pathway for readers who want to move from visual observation to imaging without misunderstanding the technical demands. Lastly, updating classic fieldcraft for modern gear and safe solar viewing. Later editions of the guide are notable for updating a classic observing manual around contemporary gear and current observing practices. This includes discussion of Wi-Fi-enabled telescopes, computerized pointing systems, modern binocular and telescope options, and advances in accessories. The treatment is practical, rather than promotional. New technology can reduce some barriers, such as finding objects, but it does not replace understanding the sky, choosing stable equipment, or learning how conditions affect visibility. The book also incorporates guidance on solar observing, lunar observing, and eclipses, areas where correct technique has direct safety consequences. Solar observation requires certified filters and careful procedures, while eclipse viewing demands clear awareness of when direct solar viewing is dangerous. Including these topics broadens the book beyond routine night observing and makes it useful for events that attract casual observers as well as experienced hobbyists. The revised material also acknowledges that astronomy changes through consumer technology, lighting trends, and public interest in major sky events. By integrating older field craft with modern tools, the guide avoids becoming a historical artifact and remains relevant to the way many amateurs now observe. In conclusion, this guide is best suited to readers who want more than a simple constellation booklet, but do not need an advanced textbook in astrophysics. Beginners will benefit from its explanations of what equipment to buy, what to expect at the eyepiece, and how to build confidence through binocular, lunar, and telescope observing. Intermediate observers can use it as a reference when upgrading instruments, improving observing sites, experimenting with filters, or beginning astrophotography. It is also useful for families, astronomy clubs, educators, and anyone advising others on first telescopes, because it addresses the practical mistakes that often discourage newcomers. Its intellectual benefit is that it teaches astronomy as a combination of sky knowledge, optical understanding, environmental awareness, and patient technique. Compared with narrower beginner books, it is broader and more equipment aware. Compared with Atlas-style works, it spends more time on how observing actually works. Compared with specialized astrophotography manuals, it gives a more balanced entry into both visual and photographic practice. The book stands out because it has been repeatedly revised to reflect real changes in amateur astronomy, including digital imaging, modern mounts, LED lighting, and computerized control. Its strength is not a single method, but an integrated view of the hobby, from choosing binoculars to planning dark sky sessions and safely observing the sun and moon. If you would like to support Terence Dickinson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.